You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everybody. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and we are here for our weekly chat with our good friend Steve Gilbert, who has been watching the Diamondbacks play, and he's also been eating the food that the Diamondbacks will be serving this year in the ballpark. So, Steve, I want to get to all of this, but first I want to ask you about rumors. Of course, I have to ask you about the catching situation, because why would this day be different than any other day? And they seem to not be interested in Deonair Navarro or really anybody else who costs any kind of money. So is that still the case?
That still appears to be the case, Allison. They don't think they can afford the extra $5 million for Deonair Navarro in their payroll right now. They're really happy with what they've seen on Tracy Gozwich so far this spring. So it certainly looks like he's going to be the starter. And then it's a battle between Gerald Laird and Blake Lolly in terms of who's going to be the backup. With Jordan Pacheco still in the mix, he could possibly also be a third catcher because he can play second base, third base, first base, and the outfield as well. So he could be a valuable guy on a National League roster.
So let's talk about some the rotation is starting to shape up, which is appropriate considering we're in the final stages of March. So De La Rosa apparently is now the third guaranteed starter in the rotation. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. He threw in a minor league game 2 days ago, and it sounded like to us for the last week or two that they've been kind of leaning in that direction and kind of giving him a leg up. And apparently he's going to be the third member of that rotation. Despite the fact that he has had some command issues this spring in 12 Texas League innings, he's walked 10 batters, but they feel like his stuff is electric. They feel like he's a guy that could be a difference maker in a rotation. So it sounds like he's going to be in there come opening day.
And what about the final couple spots? Is that going to go down to the wire? Do they have an idea? Is this something that will take place the day before the season starts?
I think it's going to go down to the wire. It's part of the decision is what happens with Daniel Hudson. Do they feel like he can be a starter or needs to pitch out of the bullpen? Because they've made it clear that he's going to be on the team one way or the other. So now it's a matter of is he starting or is he relieving? They've stretched him out. He's now up to three innings at a time. They could get him up to probably five innings by the time the season opens, with a couple more, appearances still to be had by him. So it really comes down to, is he going to be a member of the rotation? Because then that would fill up another spot and only leave one spot. Or is he not? And that would leave them two spots open. You got candidates like Chase Anderson and Trevor Cahill and, Robbie Ray still in camp and Archie Bradley, even though Stewart told the Arizona Republic that Archie Bradley isn't ready. Archie Bradley's been pitching pretty well and is still getting starts. So there's still a number of guys that could be in the mix for those final spots. And again, that's one that could go down to maybe possibly the last week.
And another interesting kind of happening, not that it will affect how the season starts or how the team is really going to be this year, but Patrick Corbin, of course, throwing a bullpen session. This is long awaited, and everyone's going to keep their eyes on him, regardless of what he's going to be contributing in the near future, just because of who he is and what he brings when he is healthy. So how big was that for him?
Yeah, that was a really big step. He and David Hernandez have kind of been on the same schedule. They both underwent Tommy John surgery, and they both threw their first bullpens on the same day. And for Patrick Corbin, it came almost a year to the day that he, stood in front of a press conference in tears and announced that he was going to have Tommy John surgery. So except for both of those guys, David Hernandez is somebody who they would like to have back in the bullpen sooner rather than later, and he could be back sometime in May, early May, whereas they're going to, again, take it really cautious with Patrick Corbin, and we might not see him until sometime in June. But so far, both guys appear to be on track.
Okay, so I want to move on to food, and the thing that I've discovered over the years is that fans like to talk about food and ballparks. So you recently, was that the churro dog that you were actually trying in the picture that we saw? Okay, so tell us. Give us the scouting report. First, tell us what it entails for those of you out there listening who don't know yet, and then how did it taste?
Well, the churro dog is a sliced open Long John chocolate donut with a churro put in the middle of it, topped with 3 scoops of yogurt, whipped cream, chocolate, and caramel sauce. So I only had a couple of bites of it. It is pretty amazing, and it's something that they're going to be featuring at the ballpark this year. And, you know, it's kind of their wow item of the year, where that monstrosity hot dog that they had last year, the D-Bat, of which they sold 10,000 of, by the way, at $25 a pop.
Whoa!
Well, because you figure you have to have other people help you with it because it's so big, and it's served on 2 pounds of French fries, the D-Bat hot dog. There's plenty for the entire family, so we're not talking about one person eating it, I wouldn't imagine. So, anyway, they've decided to try to bring in more local restaurants to Chase Field, and it's kind of an interesting idea. While they still obviously will serve ballpark food, you know, your typical ballpark fare, hot dogs, peanuts, all that, they've brought in Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, which is a popular Valley stop, Paradise Valley Burger Company, which makes some really good upscale burgers, America's Taco Shop, to have a little local Mexican food option. And they're going to also have a food truck alley where they bring in different food trucks and rotate it on a series-by-series basis. So, it could be some Diamondback fans gaining weight at the ballpark this year for sure.
Yeah, so the churro dog, you're saying that it has all that, but it's using yogurt instead of, like, ice cream. It's yogurt, frozen yogurt.
Yes, and they say it only has 1,100 calories in it, but I have to think that you get 1,100 just by looking at it. But I'm not a scientist, so I can't verify that.
It's like when people go to McDonald's and they order the quarter pounder with cheese and the Big Mac and the large fries and they get the Diet Coke. It kind of reminds me of that.
Well, it's all about the trade-off now, so it's all about balancing things out, I guess.
Well, I'm going to try to get an assignment out there so I can try it out myself. But thank you, Steve. It was very interesting. The first part was interesting, but the last part was actually more interesting to me. So thank you very much for indulging us, and we will talk to you soon.